Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening into Musicians FAQ. It's Steve Todd. Today we're driving down to Tillsonburg. We're going to be sitting with Patrick Campbell. I got to know Patrick a couple months ago at an open mic at the Joker's Crown in Ingersoll. He's got a really neat finger picking style. He's got a thumb pick. He's able to keep the bass and the melody going, as well as the rhythm. So it's really a pleasure to listen to him play and sing. And we're going to be learning a little bit more about Patrick, where he comes from, and different places he's playing. So let's check in with Patrick Campbell. All right, so I'm sitting here in Patrick Campbell's kitchen. We got Martha on the couch. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, Martha and I moved to Tillsonburg about 4.5 years ago from Uxbridge. I worked for a bank and had retired about 9 years ago. Martha was an elementary school principal, and she retired, and then we moved out of Uxbridge to Tillsonburg.
Oh, okay. And that's a big change with the size of the community.
Well, Martha's originally from a small town in Newfoundland, and yeah. I have lived in small towns in British Columbia. And so it was a nice move for us.
Oh, I bet.
Very good move.
Yep.
And there wasn't a lot of music at that time in Tillsonburg, so we, with another person, set up a monthly acoustic circle in our home.
Okay.
That ran for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And then the music scene started to develop
More
in Tillsonburg.
Yep.
And the last couple of years, 2.5 years, I've been playing with a fellow named Mike Hogg.
Okay.
Brilliant harmonica player.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I heard him at the Ridge. I couldn't believe. I thought he had a, I can't think of what kind of harmonica it was, but because he was hitting all the notes. He wasn't just doing long, he was so melodic with what he was doing.
Oh, yes. He's very, very good.
Yeah.
So he'd be worth doing a show with Mike.
For sure.
Pat and Mike and perhaps his wife, Denise, who sings with us sometimes.
Yeah. Now, is he from Tillsonburg?
He's from Waterford.
Waterford, okay.
It's about 30 minutes from here.
Yeah, okay.
And
that's great.
So Mike and I have been playing together, as I said, for about 2.5 years. We've done a lot of local festivals. We did the Lynn River Festival in Simcoe for a couple of years. We did Bonnie Heath Lavender Fest for 2 or 3 years.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Port Dover, I don't remember what it's called, but Port Dover Fest. I can't remember what that's called.
Did you drive a big Harley down there or anything?
No.
No.
And I, when we first got to Tillsonburg, played the Turtle Fest.
Oh, okay.
Tillsonburg Turtle Fest for a couple of years.
That sounds fun. Okay.
Was on the main stage.
Yeah.
But mostly Mike and I have been playing old folks' homes and festivals, local festivals.
Great.
And having a blast.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you guys sound amazing together.
Well, thank you. Okay. Yes, we certainly enjoy it, and we've worked up some nice arrangements of some instrumentals. Mike knows a lot of fiddle tunes on his harmonica, so backing him up.
That's great. All right, so here's Patrick and Mike doing Piper's Cave, Scotland the Brave.
Thank you.
So are you originally from the Toronto area then? Or?
I am originally born and bred in Toronto.
Okay.
I lived in BC for a number of years and then moved back to Toronto.
Okay.
And met Martha 20 some odd years ago.
Oh, great.
Been married for 22 years.
Wow.
And it's a wonderful life.
Oh, for sure.
It is a very good life.
So how long have you been performing? I know you mentioned, I know you sent me a song from the early 70s.
Yes.
So when did you sort of start playing music then?
I started playing music probably in the mid-60s,
okay.
mid-1960s. I did start on acoustic, went very quickly to electric, and then went right back to acoustic.
Yeah.
And I've been finger-picking since the 60s.
Yeah.
The people that I listen to from an instrumental perspective would be the British guitar players, Bert Jansch, John Renbourn. And in terms of songwriting, I would be listening to the Greenwich Village early singer-songwriters. Eric Anderson was a huge influence for me.
Yeah.
And now I listen to a lot of the Austin, Texas songwriters.
Really?
Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt.
Okay, that's neat.
Steve Earle.
Yeah.
Rodney Crowell, those guys.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the late or the mid to late 60s. You were playing acoustic guitar.
Yes. And then the song that I sent you was written in the 60s. I think we're going to hear it in a few minutes.
Yeah.
It was written, the people that are mentioned in it were in my grade 6 class.
Oh, okay, well.
It's a song called The Child Going Home, and it deals with starting over.
Yeah.
And I was probably 17 or 16 perhaps when I wrote it, and it was about, if you had to start over again, where would you start? And it was, it's called A Child Going Home. And the last line is a child going home, a child, right? So you're trying to start over again. One of the interesting things about the song is that I recorded it in my living room on an open reel tape recorder. And what sounds like a mandolin in the song is actually a guitar played at half speed, half tempo, speeded up to the regular speed. And it sounds an octave higher.
Okay.
So we'll hear that.
Yeah. I remember when I was fairly young, I was trying to learn Rush, some of the Rush songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one of those old fashioned stereos, you know, the long horizontal ones.
Yes.
And I could switch the 33 LP down to 16 and a half.
Yeah.
And so I would be practicing at half speed.
Yeah.
Just try to learn what Alex Lifeson was actually doing on the guitar.
Yeah.
And then trying to build up on with the metronome to the right speed.
Yes. And so, I was doing that on tape recorders and records.
Yeah.
We didn't slow the tape or slow the record down.
Yeah.
We just kept moving the needle back.
It's crazy how now there's all these YouTube videos. You can just watch somebody how to play it and stuff.
Yeah.
But back then we had to learn.
Yeah. And I learned a song by Bert Jansch that you didn't have the YouTubes and you didn't have they didn't come over very often to North America. So I learned the whole song in an open position.
Yeah.
And years and years later, I found out he played with a capo on the guitar, which made it a lot easier to play.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I did that same thing with James Taylor. I tried to learn all the James Taylor songs without knowing he was always on the third fret with his capo. So.
Yeah.
So this song, so you recorded all the parts on your own. The voices and all the instruments are you.
Yes.
And and this was an old reel-to-reel that you're able to dub, overdub parts.
Yes, you could split the record head into a playback for one channel and record on the other channel, so there was no gap between the record and the playback.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's 6 voices, I think.
That's great, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear that song then.
Yeah.
A child going home, a child standing in the rain. Edward changed the tag today. Stephen can't come out to play. Can't you see me now? I'm lonely. just a child. Going home, child. Standing in the rain. Painted skies are colored raw. Blues and yellows blended strong.
I'm Craig Beck from Kitchener, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
All right, so we're back with Patrick Campbell. We just heard his original song, and now we're going to ask him about his biggest musical problem he's had to overcome over the years.
I would say I haven't overcome it yet. Is stage fright and okay. Anxiety.
Yeah.
I certainly think I can hold my own when I'm playing, but I get incredible stage fright. And for years, I couldn't eat before I went on stage.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yep.
Now I can eat at least, but no, I still get very anxious when I go up.
Yeah. Well, that happens to everybody.
Yes. So. But I think it might be extreme.
Yeah. It's probably good to have a little bit, I guess. So it's almost like stress. Like a little bit of stress is probably
very, very good.
Good, but then too much stress could kill you, right?
Yeah. So the adrenaline is excellent.
I guess as long as you're prepared with your songs and you're in tune and all the, if you got all the bugs worked out that are like the things that you can control, then that's the best you can do, really.
Yes. Yeah. And I try to make sure I have the songs memorized.
Yeah.
So I don't go up with a binder to, you know, rely on the binder, because then that takes away a connection with the audience.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I got to get away from that myself, too.
Yeah, so that's one thing I do try to do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I've seen you probably play a bit 10 times now, and I've never noticed any anxiety, but it could happen no matter where you are.
Yeah, and once you get going, everything sort of slides in anyway.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's a recent live version of Patrick doing the Little Feat classic called Willin', and I was fortunate enough to play violin and accompany Patrick on this song.
Mm-hmm. see my pretty Alice in memory head light up. To Tucson, to Tucson, Kerry, to Hatchapeutic, to Omaha, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so we can get away. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stove in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still willing. And I've smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico. And I'm leaving Tucson to Tucson, Gary, to hatch a Peter Toe on the park. Driven the back road so we can get away. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing.
Hola, este es Alejandro Ramírez de Bogotá, Colombia. Usted está escuchando 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Saludos.
Can you tell me this, maybe some of the past places that you've played? I know you mentioned before this interview, you mentioned you accompanied a lute player or an opera singer. Yeah.
Yes, up in Midland, a friend of mine. Who had a community choir. He organized a community choir, and somebody moved into town that was an opera singer, well-recorded opera singer, and they were doing a concert of 9 centuries of music.
Yeah.
And so he asked if I would do some lute to accompany the opera singer. So he asked me to select the opera singer, Steve, asked me to select the pieces, and he told me what he wanted me to look for, and so I did some research and found some lute voice pieces, and played the lute pieces on the guitar, and it turned out very well. It was certainly quite a challenge.
Yeah, and Nick, and you played one song for me, so we can actually listen to that. So that would be kind of fun to hear.
Yes.
And were you playing in a, you said Midland, was it almost like a theater? Or?
It was in a church.
Okay.
Large church.
Yeah.
Very well attended concert. It was reviewed in the newspaper.
Yeah.
They mentioned that I can't remember how they put it, that my sensitive guitar playing was put to good use.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Yep. You didn't have to wear like a Robin Hood outfit or anything
No, thankfully. I didn't
put you in tights?
Men in tights, thanks. No, that's an image.
Okay. Well, why don't we hear that song right now? Why don't we hear it? So you're playing your acoustic guitar?
This is my acoustic guitar, my Martin.
Okay.
It's a parlor,
parlor
guitar. And it's a lute piece done on an acoustic guitar.
Okay.
and Steve is playing an ancient recorder, but I don't know what kind of recorder.
Okay, like but it's but, like several hundred years old. Like it's a
It's a wooden recorder, but I think it's probably 100 or something years old.
Well, okay, that's neat.
Yeah, that he has, and this was the second time we had played together.
Okay.
That we had sort of gone apart and learned our piece, our parts.
That's great. Okay.
And came together and recorded it to see what it would sound like for the concert.
That's neat.
So this is just an instrumental version of it. It's called Never Weather Beaten Sail.
Okay. So. And then at the concert, you had had the opera singer join you?
Steve was the opera singer.
Oh, okay.
He was just doing it on recorder so we could work out where the pieces, the parts were going.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Today's fast-paced lifestyle of long work hours, traffic jams, rushing the kids to activities, and just having a few minutes to yourself to relax. I appreciate tuning into Community Radio daily to keep me grounded and focused on what's important and happening around Waterloo Region. Let's all support Community Radio. This is 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. You talked a little bit already about other musicians you collaborate with. Do you want to? Is there anybody in the past that can?
One of my influences, as I mentioned earlier, was John Renborn, and I was at a workshop with John Renborn one time, and I'm not sure why, but he asked me to play something, so I played something that was taken from his repertoire.
Okay.
So he joined in.
Yeah.
And we were playing together for a few minutes. And somebody from the back of the audience yelled out for a request for a song called Cruel Sister, which was by a band called Pentangle that John had been in with Bert Janch. I happen to know Cruel Sister.
Oh, really? That's neat.
So I took one of the parts.
Yeah.
John Renborn took the other part. And the interesting thing and the thrill for me was at the end of it, he said, Bonnie playing. He quite liked my playing.
Yeah.
On that.
So, wow. Okay. Yeah. You probably shocked him that you knew the song too.
Well, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So Cruel Sister.
Cruel Sister.
Okay, and you don't have a recording of that, but maybe I could find one.
I don't have a recording of he and I doing it, certainly.
Okay, maybe I could try to find it online. Yeah. You never know.
There lived a lady by the North Sea shore. Lay the band to the bonny broom. Two daughters were the babes she bore. La 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 la. As one grew bright as is the sun, lay the band to the bonny broom. So coal black grew the elder one. La 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 la. broom, he traveled far to be their wooer. Fa la 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 la. He courted one with gloves and rings, lay the man to the bonny broom, but he loved the other above all things. Fa la 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 la. Sister, will you go with me? Lay the band to the bonny broom to watch the ships sail on the sea. Fa la 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 la. She took her sister by the hand. Lay the band to the bonny broom and led her down to the North Sea strand. La 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 la. Sister, sister, let me live. Lay the band to the bonny broom, and all that's mine I'll surely give. Fa la 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 la. Your own true love that I'll have and more. Lay the band to the bonny broom, but thou shalt never come ashore. Fa la 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 la. And there she floated like a swan. Lay the band to the bonny broom, the salt sea bore her body on. Fa la 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 la. Began to play alone. Fa la 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 la. doleful sound. Lay the band to the bonny broom, the bride her younger sister drowned. La 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 la. The second string as that they tried. Lay the band to the bonny broom, in terror sits the black-haired bride. La 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 la. The third string sang beneath their bow. Lay the band to the bonny broom, and surely now her tears will flow. La 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 la.
Can you tell me maybe other people that you've played with over the years? Like there's...
Well, when we were in Uxbridge, I played with a fellow for probably a year and a half named Cameron, who was a bluegrass player.
Okay, that's good.
Very strong bluegrass. Yeah. And I was from the folk side of things. So it was an interesting blend, but it worked very well.
Yeah, for sure.
And even he would do his bluegrass, I would sort of slow down on my finger picking. And everything I do is finger style. And I played, it was a woman that came to the bar from the East Coast, and we were talking, and I asked her if she sang, and she said, yes, but I'm really nervous. And I said, well, if I played guitar for you, would you get up and sing? So she and I played for quite a while together, a lady named Gwen. And as it turns out, Mike Hogg, the harmonica player, knows Gwen. And he and his wife have known Gwen for many years.
But this is in Toronto, though, I guess, right? And Mike's way down in Waterford.
Yeah, okay. It was just a very small world.
Oh, for sure.
And so I've done duets with a number of people, women and
men. That's great.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
And for years, you were in the banking industry, so you probably weren't playing... No. All that much, I guess, over all those years, right?
Yes, I didn't. I never stopped playing, but I stopped playing out.
Yeah.
So I was always just sort of keeping my hands and my fingers.
That's all right. Just doing the campfire stuff.
It's
nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah. And then when I retired in Uxbridge, that's when I really started doing it again.
That's great.
So that's about 7, 8 years ago. Yeah. 9 years ago, I guess, now.
Okay. All right, here's another recording with Patrick. It's called O Carolyn's Concerto. He recorded this in the 80s with a cassette deck. He had two microphones. One was basically on the guitar, and the other one was about 8 inches from the far wall. So he's probably got a little bit of reverb going on there. Really great song. You can really tell his great skills. Let's listen to Patrick with O Carolyn's Concerto. Thank you.
Tavistock, Ontario. I'm listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Keep on keeping on.
Why don't you tell me about your guitars? I've seen the Martin a lot. It's a 68?
7.
67?
Yeah, we have three guitars. Okay. We don't collect guitars.
Okay.
We have three guitars. One is a 1967 Martin 018, which is a parlor guitar.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Small guitar. When we bought that one 20-some years ago, I liked it so much. I said, if we ever lose it, if it ever breaks or whatever,
yeah,
we're in trouble. So I said, we need to find another one.
Okay.
So this was the internet in its infancy.
Yeah.
So we went searching and we found one in Salt Lake City. And I literally bought it over the phone. I had him send me some pictures. I spent probably an hour on the phone with him one day and I said, tell me everything you see.
Yeah.
Play every note on the guitar. He did. I told him what I was looking for. I said, I'm a fingerstyle player. I never use a flat pick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a very gentle touch.
Oh, for
which
sure.
I can come back to in a second.
Yeah.
And I said, if I don't like it, I want to be able to return it. And he said, yes, absolutely. But he said, I guarantee you will love it,
yeah,
as soon as you play it. And that's the 1972 Martin.
Okay, great.
And one time, Martha and I were coming back from Toronto, and we stopped in at Folkway Music in Guelph, in Kitchener.
Yeah.
Used to be in Guelph. And we had seen a Collings guitar that was modeled after the Martin O series.
Okay.
So we ordered one with a different neck, a different top on it.
Yeah.
An Engelmann spruce top, which is a little more responsive for finger picking, apparently, and a narrower neck. And we ordered it in August and picked it up in March.
Wow. Okay.
And love it.
Oh, I bet.
So those are the three? Those are the three guitars.
Yeah.
And they're all the same size.
Yeah.
They're all.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you had one that I think you gave to, was it just son-in-law or son?
Oh, Martha's son.
Yeah.
We had a 1967 Gibson J45.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That one time when we were going to Newfoundland,
yeah,
we got it all cleaned up,
yeah,
and took it to Newfoundland. And Martha's son's name's Scott.
Okay.
And we said, you know, he plays guitar and he sings very well. So we said, try this.
Wow. And he said, fall in love with it.
How do you like,
yeah,
it? And he said, I love it. And I said, yeah, well, it's yours. So we gave him this 1967 Gibson J45.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
yeah, I'd love to get my hands on an older Hummingbird or anything like that. Sort of a jumbo guitar.
Yeah, nice guitar. Very,
yeah,
woody sounding.
Yep.
And actually, the Gibson I had sold to a friend of mine in, I guess, 1970. And on the condition that if he ever sold it, I get the first chance to buy it back at,
yep,
the same price.
Okay.
And so I did get it back in the 80s, early
90s. Oh, okay, yeah. This is the J45.
J45.
Okay.
And it came back to us,
yeah,
in the late 80s, early 90s.
That's great.
And now it's in Newfoundland.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's nice to see that it still gets used.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah, as I say, we don't collect guitars, we use
them. Yeah, I have to thin out my herd of instruments. All right, here's Patrick doing the Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings song, Poncho and Lefty. And again, I get to play violin and accompany Patrick. So enjoy.
Cry when you say goodbye. inside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his machino in the desert down in Mexico. But Bobby heard his dying words. Bobby, that's the way it goes. All the federal had said they could have had him any day. They only let him stay. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to do. The dusted poncho picked down cellars and hit him in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio. There he got the bread dough.
Theater just shortly after we got here,
yeah,
they were trying to raise some money, so we were hosted and played at a coffee house,
yeah,
concert.
Okay, that's good.
That we got a number of different,
yeah,
acts to come and play, and we raised money for Theater Tilsonburg.
Did you organize this yourself then, or was it because you would have been just fairly new to the community?
I was new to the community. I had a lot of input into it, but in terms of selecting the people that were coming to play,
yeah,
I didn't know most of them.
Okay.
So they were, other people had suggested,
okay,
that these might be appropriate. And we do some old folks' homes.
Okay, great. That's in Tilsonburg here then?
Well, mostly in Norfolk County.
Okay.
More than Tilsonburg.
Yep.
And
here's a good question for you, Patrick. What advice would you have for somebody wanting to follow in your footsteps with music?
Probably the strongest advice I would have would be to get a metronome.
Okay.
And use it.
Yep.
If you're trying to learn something, I think you alluded to with Rush's music, you slow the metronome down.
Yep.
Until you can play it, and then you gradually speed,
yeah,
the metronome
every
up.
Every minute or something, you just crank it up one little,
yep,
notch.
And that forces you to be on the beat.
Yep.
Or off the beat, whichever,
yep,
but it's within the beat.
Yep.
And you learn it gradually,
yep,
and then all of a sudden you're playing it at tempo when, you know, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, you couldn't play it
at
all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I used to do that.
So the metronome is something that I've always strongly supported.
Yeah.
There's some wonderful apps for the phone and iPads and computers. The other thing that I would suggest somebody do is pick three songs you like and learn them well.
Yeah.
And then when you're almost finished learning those three, you add a fourth, then a fifth, then a sixth.
That's a good idea, yeah.
And then gradually you build up a repertoire of songs that you like that you can do at the drop of a hat.
Yep. Right. Plus you're memorizing everything too.
Yeah, you're memorizing.
I've got so many things in my book just because of doing the open mics in restaurants that I don't even bother trying to memorize anything anymore.
That's a different environment though. You're trying to... You respond to requests.
Oh, for sure.
And all of that. So you need the repertoire that's in the book.
Yeah. All right, well, here's another one of Patrick's originals. It's called Lady Lions. And I guess I can sum it up in two sentences. It's about a father taking his son to the circus for the first time. And then I guess after they get home and the son goes to bed, the father stands in the doorway of the son's room and watches his son sleep, and the words talk about what the father's feeling. So here's Patrick's own song, Lady Lions.
The carnival left town on Monday morning, packed its poles and trucks and a bullet, took its popcorn, floss, and candy dust. Took its laughter to another town. Took your lay lions laughing. Took your tired tigers too. Took you. Well, that carnival left town on Monday morning. Adventure's calling now. Sleepy dreams, trailing voices echo on the meadow. Balloons float tangled in the trees. They took your lady lions laughing, took your tired tigers too. To travel other times, through magical lands they've made a part of you. They've gone to see another morning in your life. Ride with them on the road upon your dreams. They took your lady lions laughing. Took you. That carnival left town quite some time ago. Its tents and crates, and it moved along. The gypsies' numbered cards had told me not to try to show you the world from where I stand. She took your lady lions laughing, took your tired tigers too, took you. For me was many years ago. I'd come with you, but I'm too old to see. And as you sleep, there's somewhere I can't follow you. Follow them on trails your steps are young. They took your lady lions laughing. Took the tired tigers to you. Took your lady lions laughing. Took your tired tigers to you.
Victor, I was going to say it. Yes, one thing I would like to talk about is you favorite performance venues, and I would have to say the Waterford Old Town Hall.
Okay.
is a particular favorite for yep. me. It was built in the 1920s.
Oh, really?
And the theater has incredible acoustics.
Okay.
And I played there a number of times, and there was one evening when I was playing there that they didn't have the sound system working.
So you did an acoustic.
So it was just
wow.
acoustic okay. without any amplification.
Yep. Okay.
And standing on stage, you could hear the sound coming back from the far wall.
Uh-huh.
And
well, that's probably back in the 20s. They probably didn't have...
That's right. A lot of amplification.
Yep.
So that's probably one of my favorite venues.
Yeah.
Maybe
just for tonight. Okay. And what would you play that for? Was that... different big shows that you were...
There were some of them where they run lawn, what they call lawn concerts in the summer.
Yep.
But if it's raining, they move it inside.
Okay.
They've run open mics there, and they've run benefits there. Great, pumpkin shells.
Okay. Yes. Good. How far are you from Tillsonburg to Waterford then?
It's about half an hour.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And that's where Mike and Denise live.
Yep.
So it's easy to get back
for
and
sure.
forth. Yes.
Yep. And I've seen you in Ingersoll, and then you've come to Roseville a few times.
Yes. Roseville is a lovely the ridge.
Yeah.
is a lovely environment for
Mike and Denise. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And the couches and everything.
Yeah.
Ingersoll's fun too. That's a fun little place too.
Yeah. Very welcoming.
Yeah.
It was just a thought.
And in April we're going up to Couples Resort
okay.
in Whitney, Ontario, just outside of Bonkin Park.
Yep.
And I believe you're going up there.
I'm going up in June, hopefully nothing's cancelled. I can't see anything being cancelled for a private resort, but you never know.
I don't think so. Martha checked the other day, and they're certainly still promoting
okay.
She said more
couples being Ted? Open.
Okay.
Maybe you should
thank
do
you.
What you're doing.
Thank you. Love it. And okay. I love the fiddle.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I'll have to bring the mandolin out, too. I like playing... I really enjoy playing mandolin a lot. I don't normally bring it out too much, but...
Oh, that would sound nice.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe next time we'll do that. So.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, thanks a lot, Patrick, for sitting in on the interview on Musicians FAQ.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for asking me.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.